ABC Radio Australia.
At just 17 years old, Solomon Islands singer Casey is making her mark in the YouTube music world, covering some of the globe's biggest pop songs. She's got an exceptional voice, and with collaborations with bands like the Inner Maori Panpipers, the Year 11 student has her sights set on making it big. But as I found out when I sat down to chat with her, she's also making her education a priority.
My name is Cassandra, but using Casey as an artist name when doing cover songs. I don't care if you're here or if you're not alone. With the Inner Maori Panpipers. I am now 17 years of age and currently from the Solomon Islands and attending the Year 11 here in Honiara. My inspiration came from listening to my older sister singing in the competitions in local churches here in Honiara, as well as watching The X Factor and The Voice. And so I wanted to try it out too. So I started trying out songs, especially the R&B soul types, and discovered that I can actually sing or hit the notes well. So through encouragement from my parents, I started practicing songs and was able to take part in the local church competitions to prove more abilities. So in 2017, my sister and I auditioned for the Solo Icon competition.
So Solo Icon is a yearly singing contest in Solomon Islands, sort of like a local version of the X Factor for our listeners who may not know what it is. How did you feel when you made it past the audition stage of Solo Icon?
I feel good. I feel awesome. And somehow I'm nervous at first, but I got a thing in mind that I can handle it and I can do it. So I just go for it.
Now, your sister actually ended up winning Solo Icon in 2017. So it sounds like you come from a really musical family. Tell me a little bit about them.
Actually, we get the musical thing from my dad, especially. My dad can't sing, so we were like him. I don't think so, but yeah, we grew up singing as a family. But my dad stopped when he got a job, and me and my sister tried to fulfill his dreams. So we had to do it.
Now, after your time on Solo Icon, you then started collaborating with the Inner Maori Panpipers, a panpipe-based band in Solomon Islands, which is actually how I discovered your cover songs with them on YouTube. How did that collaboration start?
It was during the Solo Icon competition that Mr. Solomon, who runs the recording studio, he heard me sing and he was interested to get me involved with the group. But it was a year later in 2018 that I was invited to team up with them. And the Dua Lipa was the second cover song after I recorded The Liar, which was sung by Camila Cabello. Oh.
Just said, you've also covered the Dua Lipa song, Don't Start Now. Why in particular did you want to cover that song?
She has a unique voice that nobody in this world ever had. And I mean, the songs, it's a little bit of hard to do it with the panpipe, but the Dua Lipa song is very hard. And I mean, when I first did the cover with that song, it was difficult at first. But when I see her doing the style of her voices, I was so interested in her, and it was very, very great, and I love her. Did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me?
Maybe, but look how where I ended up. Now, the music video for the Dua Lipa cover shows you on the beach singing with the Inner Maori Panpipers dancing and playing in the background. What was it like shooting that music video?
Very awkward. It was, oh my God. It was very, very hard and I was nervous and I don't know what to do at first, but they keep on encouraging me, the Inner Maori Panpipers, I mean the people in the band, especially the music producer, Solomon, he encourages me a lot to not be scared for the first video shot, because it has to be great, because it's the first video that we are making, so we had to do it.
in 2020, COVID-19, the pandemic really affected performers and musicians all around the world who were unable to play because of social distancing and all that kind of stuff. Did it affect your performing in Solomon Islands?
It really affected the, you know, because we had to travel around the world because of the Inamoribon papers. They had to take them out, but since the COVID, it spoils the whole thing, and we had to stay back here in Honiara to do whatever we had to do because the COVID-19 spoiled the whole thing, because we had a tour around the whole wide world, but it didn't happen. So we, on 2020, we only do cover songs, recording cover songs, and because lately in Honiara, there are no positive cases here, so we just move around. There's nothing to be afraid of, so there's freedom everywhere here in Honiara.
And looking ahead now in 2021, what are you looking to do particularly with your music this year?
This year, I just wanted to concentrate in more on my education, so singing and all this stuff. I had to leave it aside at first and complete my studies at first, and so that this whole year I won't be singing because I need to concentrate more on my education to, you know, get what I set out for my goals. After completing high school, I wanted to go to universities. After university and after the university thing, then I should be probably writing songs and doing all of the stuff about singing and do what I want to do.